Saturday Night Country with Felicity Urquhart on ABC Radio.
Australia's home of country music. You are listening to Saturday Night Country across Australia and to the world, and it's now time for the house concert. We are celebrating the music of Lachlan Bryan and the Wilds this hour with his good mate as well, Ben Leese. So that Lachlan Bryan and the Wilds have released 4 records, toured Europe, the USA. They've been together for about 8 years. They won a Golden Guitar for the Alt Country Album of the Year. And they're nominated, finalists, as the Independent Country Album of the Year for the AIR Awards with Becky Cole, William Alexander, the Wolf Brothers and Halfway. And right now, though, we're going to hear some music from Lachlan Bryan and the Wilds. I hope that I'm wrong.
Women, do what you must, 'cause there ain't a man in the world you can trust to go into battle for the things that you need, things you got a God-given right to receive. And I'm afraid that it's all up to you, I believe, but I hope that I'm wrong. And children, stand on your own, 'cause nobody cares that you've been left alone to clean up the mess you're inheriting. I'm sorry, but we've gone and used everything. I'm afraid we're to blame for your suffering, but I hope that I'm wrong. And mother, when your kid cries and you see the pain of the world in her eyes, you think of the cruelty, the hurt and the lies, you better hope that she's strong. And father, if you feel ashamed of the things that you've done for material gain, you look down on the hungry, the sick and the lame, and you hope that you're wrong. Now I don't give good advice, I've barely done anything good in my life. I don't give time to those who are in need. I got my own hungry mouth that I feed, but I'll watch out, incline, and write down what I see, and just hope that I'm wrong. And brother, when you line up, I wouldn't count on them filling your cup. Don't take it too hard, they just don't have enough, and it's nearly all gone. And sister, you're on my list, if only for all of those chances you missed. You rule your house with a porcelain fist, and it shatters each door. People, do what you must before we're one and all buried in dust. Take what you want, have what you need, even if you've got no right to receive. 'Cause I'm afraid that we're all going to hell, I believe, but I hope that I'm wrong.
Saturday Night Country, and that was Lachlan Bryan and the Wilds with I Hope That I'm Wrong. Well, I'm not wrong tonight because I've got two of these fabulous artists in the studio together, the singer-songwriters, the troubadours, the young blood of the scene at the moment. We've got Ben Leese and Lachlan Bryan. They are friends and acquaintances. Well, that's the name of the tour anyway. And I'd like to say g'day to the pair of you. G'day, Lachlan.
Hi, Felicity. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. G'day, Ben.
G'day, how are you?
Good, nice to have you both back and in the same studio. We're all here at once. This is a bit of a rarity.
It is.
Yep.
And whose idea was the tour, Lachlan? I mean, we played a track from Lachlan Bryan and the Wilds first, so I'll put it to you, Lachlan. Was this your idea after a nice glass of red, a bottle of red was shared at the Tamworth Country Music Festival and you came up with this idea?
Well, I think actually the idea was Aretha from Mother Hen Touring, who kind of looks after us both, and that's kind of how Ben and I are really acquaintances, I guess. Or we have many mutual friends, but a particularly a great mutual friend is Aretha, and she works very hard for us both, and she had the idea of how would you guys like to do a tour together, and I assume she pitched it to us both at around the same time, and we both said yes. Well, I said yes. I think Ben, I hope he didn't take too much convincing.
He must have said yes. He's here, right?
and yeah, it really sprung from there. And you know, we've got to hand it to Aretha. She's one of the champions that we have, particularly in this aspect of the you know, independent music scene, the country music scene. There are a few champions. Well, there's many champions that are fans, and some are also in the industry as well. And more I feel like these people that start up their own independent companies, like Aretha with her mother hen touring, they're really the lifeblood of the scene.
Isn't that wonderful? And Ben, so the same story for you. Then you got a call from Aretha saying, fancy a tour with Lachlan. It would really help her sell two at the one show, I suppose. It was probably a nice marrying up for her.
I think it probably helps me more than anyone. But but yeah, no, it was great. She pitched the idea, and yeah, I like Lachlan's song, so.
No brainer. Easy, as simple as that. And I guess, Lachlan, I mean, you've got a few runs on the board, golden, nice shiny bit of goldware on the mantelpiece at home, but you haven't been home much lately. Tell us what you've been up to in the last 12 months. It's been a full-on schedule.
Yeah, I guess if you go back 12 months, we put out the record, and then we went over. We didn't do much touring at home, to be honest, for that album, and that's mostly because getting my band together is always a bit tricky. But we did get a version of the band over to Europe in the middle of last year.
I like how you say a version of the band.
There's always a version of the band. It's very fluid. Sean and I are always there, our bass player. He and I have played together for a long time. But Andy Rigglesworth, who folks might know from the Weeping Willows, he's actually our original guitar. He taught me to play guitar and encouraged me to write songs originally. And
he taught you well for a lefty to play right-handed.
Well, the mirror image thing is pretty good. So, you know, actually, pro tip, if you're learning off YouTube, if you learn off a lefty, in some ways it's easier. Not that my guitar playing is necessarily Andy's greatest achievement. So that was a version of the band, and we went across and played in Europe for a bit and, you know, came back it seems like after that, maybe something. We did some things. We did some things in Australia for sure.
Can I just stop
Dashville
you there?
And those kind of things.
Oh, Dashville's been amazing. And Nash, did you say Nashville or Dashville?
I said Dashville.
Dashville, yeah. You did good. The trip though, the European trip, Imogen Clark as well.
Yep.
Part of that lineup and Weeping Willows. It was a huge trip you had, and it looked like a really great foodie, winey music trip, a trip for all the things I love, food and music.
Yeah. I mean, it was really good. I mean, in the UK, actually, I have to say, because I've just been to America as well, and the UK really wins in terms of the roadside food that you can get anywhere in the world. They have, you know, really good quality salads and healthy food, and you know, you go to America and it's pretty much, you know, it's either takeaway or jerky.
I feel like I'd rather you say fast food than roadside food. I've just kind of had
images
of you. Or looking through bins on the roadside. That looked pretty high class, highbrow to me, what you were eating.
Shoestring budgets.
The English roadkill is pretty good. It's like deer and, you know, hedgehog and stuff like that.
And then the trip to the States. So did you head over there with the Wilds as well?
No, the States I went on my own. I played with an American named Amelia White.
Yes.
There's been a couple of American artists that we've gotten close friends with on their European trips. In fact, we meet more Americans in Europe than we do Europeans, really. One of them was Hannah Aldridge, who came out to Tamworth this year, and we did a bunch of shows together, and she's coming back to do some shows later in the year. And another was Amelia White, who is just this great songwriter. She's a real kind of East Nashville legend, she writes with, you know, Laurie McKenna and Brandy Carlile, those people, you know, she's really of that ilk, and she has a bit of a Lucinda Williams vibe. She's also one of the kindest people that I know, and she invited me to go and do this tour with her that she could have easily done by herself or done with an American friend, and she took the risk on me coming over, and we had a really good time. It was great.
I'm sure that has been great for opening doors in not only album sales, but then perhaps getting on some American festivals maybe as well.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm going back again later in the year. I'm probably the world's worst person at, like, making the most of networking and any of that sort of stuff that musicians are meant to do. But I do like mingling with people whose writing I respect and all that kind of stuff. And I met a bunch of those people. And you know, they're not – people that are heroes to me are not necessarily living glamorous lives in their home countries. You know, you go to their houses and they just look like my house, you know.
Mm.
So it's not necessarily like it's trying to climb up to the rich and famous of Nashville. It's more the you know, experience of playing with people you really respect.
The rich and famous of Nashville, I think that's changed anyway of what that is today compared to 20 years ago. And the soundscape, was chatting to incredible Justin Townes Earl, and he was saying how he can't even afford to live in Nashville now because it's all, you know, the cool...
It's all Australians, yeah.
Yeah, it might be all of that. Everyone else has brought them out of town. But quite interesting and a lot more bro country happening, his explanation was, of what is coming out of, I guess, the top end of Nashville. But there's a lot of good stuff going on in town too, isn't there?
There is, and I have to admit that I don't actually go to Nashville for very long when I'm there. I think this time I was there for about 12 hours. It's always been a touring place for me more than, and it's not the best touring place. Like, it's not really the best place to stop and play a gig because, you know, no one is worse at supporting live music than other musicians in a way. So, I mean, for me, you know, it seems to be the small towns and the Midwest and the South that I always end up back in. But you know, from what I see of the music coming out, there's great Americana music coming out of Nashville, but also out of other famous music towns like Tulsa is really great, and Muscle Shoals and Jason Isbell's from down there, and a bunch of other great artists, and you know, obviously Austin and New Orleans and these places that are pretty famous for it.
Makes me want to book another ticket and head back to the States. Really enjoy that. Ben, have you been to the States?
Not professionally, but yeah, a few years ago.
So now that you've got your new album and it's been doing so well for you, let me make sure I get that. No Wonder the World is Exhausted. There, we've got it out. It's been doing so well since last year's release. I think it's ready for you to head on over there. Would you consider going to that Americana festival or put those applications in to get a gig?
Well, if someone wants to give me a call or send me an email, I'd love to go in a heartbeat.
We'll talk to your people.
Yeah, it's just, I guess it's just like setting up to make sure it's worthwhile, I guess. It's such an investment when you don't have any money. So, yeah, I'll just keep building
risk.
and try and keep working on some opportunities.
I love how Lachlan's have all sort of come about, that it is by being great, doing your thing, and then having like-minded people love what you're doing and asking you to come on the road with them.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of that. There's also the, like, I'm a pretty irresponsible person, so what Ben just said about, you know, like, I don't have really anything like a, you know, I don't own anything, so it's kind of easy to...
I don't think that you're irresponsible at all. Anytime I've had a booking with Lachlan Bryan, he's always on time, before me. He's ready before I'm on time, actually, and I would never call you irresponsible, Lachlan.
Oh, thanks very much.
And you do everything I've ever seen to a really classy way, so you've got it in the bag, Lachlan, don't worry. I should talk to your mum and dad about if you're being irresponsible.
If you can just say exactly what you just said to them, that'll do me.
That'll buy you some brownie points. We are here to talk about music as well, and I've asked you to bring your guitars in. It's about that, so we want to hear some tunes. You're there ready with your guitar on your legs to go there, Lachlan. What would you like to play for us just to get folks excited about this tour? Friends and acquaintances, you can see Ben Lease and Lachlan Bryan. Sorry, Ben Lease and your band, Left of the Dial, and Lachlan Bryan and the Wilds, but the band is not in the house. I didn't have enough room for them all in the studio, so I just invited you two, didn't I? Bit mean.
Yeah, I'll have to answer to them. Yeah.
It's hard enough lining everyone up for a gig, let alone promo as well.
Exactly, yeah.
So what are you going to play, Lachlan?
Actually, the whole previous conversation segued into this song pretty nicely. This is a new song of mine called The Road.
I chose a road, something I would follow. I chose love as something I would leave behind. And so I drove like there was no tomorrow. And I broke every single heart that I could find. I was a kid with a dream and a vision, but my eyes could only see in a straight line. And so the road was not a good decision. But there ain't no good in looking back in time. I met somebody on the lonely highway. She asked if I was traveling by myself. Till then I'd only ever done it my way. Thought maybe it was time for someone else. And so we tried to keep it all together. And for a while I saw the future in her eyes. But by the time she got to know me better, I'd become so hard to recognize. But I am no poor wayfaring stranger, not going over Jordan, over home. I choose the road, although I know the danger, that I will always travel it alone. I chose the road as something I would follow, and I chose love as something I would leave behind. And so I drove like there was no tomorrow. I broke every single heart that I could find.
That is Lachlan Bryan, Saturday Night Country, and that is brand new. Something special for us tonight, Lachlan. Haven't heard that one.
Yeah, it's pretty new. It's a couple months old.
And thanks for sharing that with us. I believe there's going to be a bit of a premiere of that, isn't there, on Double J?
Yeah, they're going to premiere it on our Tower of Song. It'll be the recorded version minus the mistakes that I just played in it there.
I don't think we wouldn't know any mistakes, Ben, would we? Because that is the first time I've heard it. So
I think it adds to the spontaneity to throw a wrong chord in every now and again.
Well, that's pretty special, though, Tower of Song. And that's a great show, too, that Henry Wagons is doing.
It is indeed a great show, yeah.
Oh, so okay. That will be airing, as you just heard there from Lachlan, with the band The Wilds. But we had a little, a special version here tonight
special
for us.
Special version, jazz version.
The jazz version. and The Road, really nice. Is that a solo song there, Lachlan? Did you write that one?
Yeah, I did. I've been co-writing a little bit again recently, but I've gone back to finding some time to write on my own as well, which is how I always used to do it, so it's kind of nice to do that again.
It's a bit of heartache in that, though. Have you found there has been a bit of heartache in your travels in the last couple of years, or are you just writing from
the last couple of years have been a lot better, actually. The last couple of years have been less heartache and
more centered, or whatever you say.
Yeah, maybe
home base.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's why I've been on time for all those appointments.
That's good. Well, whatever you're doing, keep doing that.
All right,
Ben. All right, we're going to turn the attention over to you now, Ben Leese. Since your album No Wonder the World Is Exhausted came out, there's been some great reviews and lovely accolades come your way. Have you been continued to be surprised by the people that have been coming on board on the bandwagon?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I honestly didn't really think about that sort of stuff before, you know, going into it. So, yeah, I mean, it, you know, the praise from anywhere is pretty nice. But, yeah, especially, you know, well-respected people in the industry to get their thoughts, positive thoughts, is, yeah, it's pretty special.
It's really nice that both of you do have people behind you. I mean, independent, but there's a bit of a leg up with the independent companies helping you out. You've got ABC Music behind you, Lachlan. That's been a couple of years now, hasn't it?
Yeah, a couple of records, yeah.
And Ben, you've also got some help, haven't you?
Yeah, Stanley Records, yeah, they've been great.
And they're only new on the scene. I've been talking about new signings that they've had as well in recent weeks. So it's it's just the family is growing now. You're at that at the forefront of something pretty exciting, I think.
Yeah, it feels, because I've always kind of been on my own, I guess. Like, I mean, I played in bands but never had a team as such. But everyone that's on the label and the guys that are working with the label, Joe Corbett and Aretha, who we spoke about before, it just feels like friends hanging out and doing stuff. And the work just seems to happen. I guess, like, nothing's too hard or, yeah, it's just good. It's really good.
It's like everyone has that end goal at the same point. Everyone's wanting the same purpose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice thing to hear. We like that when there's, you know, over the years there are these stories that happen about record deals and things that go south and someone wanted something and were promised the world and it didn't happen, and we could all talk about some sad sob stories that we've gone through, but I love hearing positive things that are happening in the world of music. And it's only fair that, Ben, you play us a song as well, and then we'll also play a track off your album. But what would you like to play for us tonight, Ben?
Well, a song called Nothing Not Anymore is
the latest single
doing the round, so yeah, let's do that.
This is Ben Lease, Saturday Night Country.
There'll be time to wake with memory and soak up what it was, cover up the negative, to barricade and clock. There'll be time to wake with daylight and make up for the loss, the time it took to realize what this possession was. If you ain't telling, then I won't ask about the dirt you stole to build your house of glass. But somewhere deeper in the ditches, I saw counterfeit riches. You ain't got nothing that I want anymore. There'll be days you'd rather stay in bed than walk across the floor, to fight with pride and politics, to stretch your right and wrong. You pray for days that you could wake up and paint the savior that you could see, the one that walks behind your eyes, the one you wanna be. If you ain't telling, then I won't ask about the dirt you stole to build your house of glass. But somewhere deeper in the ditches, I saw counterfeit riches. You ain't got nothing that I want anymore. Just do the work and get it done. A fool's errand bore you to run, to lead a pure life and wrap it up inside a naked fire. And you got flies around your halo, stink that follows you around. Another day, another fight for rolling on the ground. In the end, just say whatever helps you get to sleep at night. I'll pray for all the wrongs you wrote to find their right. If you ain't telling, then I won't ask about the dirt you stole to build your house of glass. But somewhere deeper in the ditches, I saw counterfeit riches. You ain't got nothing that I want anymore. There's
Somewhere deeper in the ditches, I saw counterfeit wretches. You ain't got nothing that I want anymore.
Saturday Night Country on ABC Local Radio.
That's Ben Lee's Saturday Night Country with Nothing Not Anymore, and that is the latest single from the album that Ben put out last year. No wonder the world is exhausted. I love these album titles, and some girls quite like country music from Lachlan Bryan. I love how they just roll off my tongue now. Getting so much more au fait with pronouncing those titles as I have. As you know, when I play your album tracks, of course, I mention what albums they're from, and hopefully it does, you do receive some responses from listeners out there that do actually jump online and will often, you know, or let you know they hear them on radio. Do you get a bit of that feedback, or if they've seen it, a clip on CMC, do folks tell you where they caught it?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, radio is still, like, we all still get in our cars and
put radios
put
on.
Put the radio on, and particularly when you, we do listen to podcasts a lot, I guess, when we're on the road, but you know, we're like even just the other night driving back from Gunnedah, I was like searching around for whatever local thing I could find, and you know, you find something, and it is just a great way to spread music. It's just the traditional way that recorded music has been spread, and I think it hasn't changed. And even if it's, you know, on Spotify or whatever, it's still kind of the same thing. You know, people like to be surprised by something or hear something they haven't heard before. So we always appreciate it when our songs are those songs.
100%.
Do you guys track it down? If you listen to someone else at, you might hear on the radio for the first time, or on a playlist from a, you know, like you say, a Spotify or something, do you track it down and then look further yourself?
Yeah, I do. I've got my favourite curators. A couple of years ago, I was really stuck in music. I just at the end of that sort of period of downloading for free, and it's just like so much, just this mess of music all at once. And I really valued Miff Warhurst's curation when she first started Double J. It was just like this perfect mix of nostalgia and, you know, with some old country and neo-soul and this newer stuff that I like, which I found really good.
So. Have you told Miff that?
I actually sent her an email a while ago and
kind of thanking
explained
her.
Explained how much of an effect it had on me. Yeah.
And did you hear back from Miff?
I heard.
That's awesome. She's such
lovely,
a top lady.
Human,
yeah. Yes, we love Miff Warhurst. Of course, you see her, hear her every day on ABC Radio, and is just a spirited, great person, full stop. There we go about Miff Warhurst. Yes, I'm in the fan club too. and Lachlan, so it's always great catching up with you anytime we do. I will ring you, say, have you got me a what's on for Victorian gigs, or and you write for country music publication, being Country Update, and I think maybe Cap News as well. Have you written for both?
Yeah, I've written for both.
And you love that side of things as much as
yeah,
as
I
music.
Do. I mean, I'm really lucky that I really only get asked to do it when people kind of, I guess, curate for me something that they think I'd be interested in. So definitely, I've always liked writing. I mean, I think it's one of those things. If you get into songwriting, you probably have some kind of interest in other forms of writing. For me, I would like to write more longer things, but
you were working on a story on your is that happening?
You know, like I've got a few abandoned ideas.
Oh, indeed, they're on the to-do list. Yeah. Is that what your mum might refer to and go, yes, I know that part of Lachlan, I know him too.
Yeah, I think you've got to, I do have a lot of ideas and I start to do them and I get a real gauge of whether they're any good or not. And, you know, sometimes
I'm waiting on this novel. There's a fiction novel in him, apparently.
Sometimes when you get 100 pages or so in, you go, well, this is trash. So, you know.
Is that you deciding that, or are you giving someone?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty good at deciding that.
Okay, well.
You need to read The Artist's Way. Have you read that?
I haven't actually, but I'm familiar with it, and I the much more zen and centered people that I know have read it and feel much better about themselves.
I'm halfway through it; it's really good.
Yeah, there
we go.
Speaking of more zen and centered people,
the brotherhood of touring companions has begun, hasn't it? And you're finding that you're really clicking together, because it's only just begun this tour of friends and acquaintances, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Like, yeah. We haven't really spent maybe a couple of beverages over the piano at yeah. the Tamworth Hotel.
Together prior to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that's right.
Lachlan playing at the piano bar, but...
It's funny you mentioned that, because I saw footage of that, and I don't remember much of us hanging out that night. But yeah,
I'm sure not the only one.
I believe that we were definitely, yeah.
Well, you obviously hit it off, and the life of the party, no doubt, then the pair of you playing and singing.
Yeah, we did it. We were in a lip sync battle against each other.
Oh, that was the whiskey bar in town.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's another.
I heard about that. I didn't know if you wanted to mention that because I believe that Luke O'Shea was the one who walked away with the actual award on the night because he was pretty chuffed.
It was a chief win,
though. Yeah, I believe it.
He pulled some
dances out. Or did you have the dances?
No, I had the dances.
Oh, sorry, you had the dances.
Luke took his shirt off. So, you know.
How did that win favour? Still got you bemused.
Pure comedy.
Yeah. People find science fascinating. So, yeah.
It's quite fun. Some folks are going, what are they talking about? Well, we're talking about there was a fun night that didn't Alison Forbes concoct this evening?
Jen Myers
did
put it together.
Pardon?
Yeah.
And Patty, yeah.
And Patty
McHugh, yeah.
Sorry about
and
that.
And Mitch Powell was on board.
And it was the idea behind it. You guys were there, so let's tell folks what
we
it was
were
about.
There, right.
You participated.
You can explain it, Ben.
What was it about, Ben?
Well, it was a lip sync battle, so...
It's a Jimmy Fallon original. Yeah. It originated with him, mm-hmm. or it certainly was popularised by him.
So we got songs and go off in a head-to-head, like a... presented like a boxing match, I guess,
yeah.
three rounds, and you do your best job to lip sync the words to other people's songs.
And kind of get in costume as well.
Yeah, it was costume. And
what was your costume, Lachlan?
We had to do three. I had Snoop Dogg, the Talking Heads, and Beyonce. And yours?
Yeah, I had Chaka Khan, Prince. And LL Cool J. So,
wow. Yeah. What a night. Memory, obviously there's a lot of photos on social.
I haven't seen
there's
any.
Not many.
Not
I think
a lot of photographic
we kept
evidence.
It very... I've got a video that you can see for a price.
My girlfriend was there filming and it's the whole thing is the carpet. She just spent the whole time...
Laughing.
...wetting her pants.
And looking at the carpet.
So
that's great.
Lots of footage of carpet. Yeah.
Is it going to be happening again next Tamworth, do you think? Or at another festival?
I'm not the boss of these things. So
I have to talk to Jen Patty.
But, you know, they tend to be pretty tight-lipped about it all.
Okay. Mm.
It was pretty tight-lipped
lip-sync. I like
it. There's a line-up to get in, believe it or not.
Yes, I heard that you did. It was full house. So I'm sure it'll be happening again at a secret location or perhaps next year again at the Whiskey Bar in Tamworth. But it was a whole lot of fun and maybe next year's your year, Lachlan.
Yeah, you know, I was happy for... I wasn't competitive about it. I was just happy to be better. Yeah. So it was...
did learn all the moves to Single Ladies.
Did you say you were just happy to be better? They are Lurky, Luke O'Shea. I'm sure
I actually got disqualified. I had a couple of backing dances that I employed and that was...
And that was a disqualification?
Well, it wasn't a disqualification. I lost a few points. But people, you know, were upset. But
they took it seriously.
We chose, like, integrity.
Yeah.
You know, it's art and integrity over popularity.
If you were there, you know exactly what we're talking about. If not, like me, you wished you were there to catch, see these moments.
Pretty high chance of this section of the show getting edited out.
No, it's going to be staying because this is a magic moment. You never know what's going to happen in radio. We will go out with a song from, just to even keep things even, Stephen, off No Wonder the World is Exhausted in a moment. But if you want to see the boys on tour, it is the Friends and Acquaintances Tour, and you'll see Ben Lees and his band, Left at the Dial, Lachlan Bryan and the Wilds. They're playing... 17th of May. Let's rattle some dates off. See if you know these dates. The Junk Bar in Brisbane, two dates there. The 18th, you've got the lunchtime show or the afternoon show. Sly Fox Sydney on the 23rd.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. You don't know it all, do you?
I think if we start providing alternate dates, it'll
I'm just going to keep rattling these off. The 24th at the Stag and Hunter in Newcastle. 25th, the Paddock Sessions, Wallumbye, Central Coast or in Hinterland. 26th, the Flow Bar, Old Bar. 30th, will be at Pistol Pete's in Geelong. Victoria, 31st, Caravan Music Club, close to home for you. There, Lachlan in Melbourne. The 1st of June, the Reza House Concert in Melbourne. And the 2nd of June, Billy Roy's Grassroots Music Club. That's the big shindig to wrap it up.
Yeah, that's a big one with a big lineup too. We're excited about that. Yeah.
Bunch of mates.
We've put together a bunch of our favourites.
Yeah, Freya, Josephine Hollick.
Oh, fantastic.
Georgia State Line. Weeping Willows,
and there's also Hannah.
Kate Alexander.
All there on the 2nd of June.
Kate Alexander.
That's going to be a fantastic gig, and that's the wrapping up the tour. But there's another special show we need to mention on the 28th of June happening in Sydney at the Petersham Bowling Club. It is the Walkathon, a special benefit concert for a good mate of yours, Ben.
Yeah, good mate Jason Walker, who's played in my band and played on the record, had a stroke earlier in the year, and we're just trying to support him and raise some funds to help out him and his family get through this tough little patch. So it's a great lineup.
Yeah, look, Shane Nicholson, Kevin Bennett, Jenny Queen, Jeremy Edwards, Abby Dobson, Peter Caswell, Mark Lucas, huge lineup, and you'll be playing there as well. And he's such a talented musician and a lovely singer and songwriter as well. I've had him on the show. I love his work.
Yeah, you know, I think in terms of the genre, the alternative country, Americana genre that Lachlan and I are sort of part of, I think, you know, he's probably nearly the godfather of it all. He seems to be a pretty common thread through.
Mm.
He's been around for a long time, and he literally wrote the book. He wrote the Graham Parsons biography. And he's just a sweet, wonderful guy, and it's just horrible to see him, you know, fall in those times. So
band together for the Walkathon again. That is the 28th of June, and that will be at the Petersham Bowling Club. A really great lineup and a great person to be helping out, Jason Walker. So good on you too, Ben Lees, for getting behind that, and a lovely, lovely man indeed. You two are going to have fun on the road, friends and acquaintances. Just look after each other, okay? And it just looks like you're going to have a whole lot of trouble out there on the road, especially with the two bands. It's going to be too much fun. Trouble, I mean, like fun trouble.
Yeah. I think it'll fun trouble for sure.
fun trouble as it sounds. Yes, oxymoron or
Can't
something.
Can't afford too much trouble.
Well, it's going to be a riot out there on the road, and people can grab a copy of both of your albums. And after that, you'll be heading back to Europe at the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
And then how long are you going to be away for?
We're away for about 3 weeks. And actually, before we go there, we're over to, if anyone's listening in far northwest Australia, we're doing the Red Country Music Festival up in Port Hedland, right before we go to Europe. So we're doing that with Troy Cassadaly.
What date's that?
That is, I believe, the 22nd of June.
Oh, and it's called the Red Country
Music Festival.
I don't know that one.
And it seems to be, it's the second year they've run it, And Troy's doing it and we're doing it and there's a bunch of other artists and it's going to be great fun.
Oh, I look forward to
it. First time up there for me. I've never been anywhere near there, really. Perth is the only Western Australia place.
Really? You're going to love it, Lachlan. It's my favourite state to go on tour.
Yeah, great.
I just love Western Australia. All right, well, thanks for coming in, fellas, and playing for us. We better head out with the Ben Lees tune. Look after that guitar there, Lachlan. From No Wonder the World is Exhausted. Let's hear Rebel Alone. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Have fun. sounds great. Ben Lease, Rebel Alone, and jump on the boys' websites for details if you missed those gig mentions, and you'll have a riot of a time with them, as we did in the studio.